Part 3. Questions 21 to 35. In this part, you will hear three talks or lectures. There are 5 questions for each talk or lecture. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, C or D. You will hear the talks or lectures only once. Questions 21 to 25.
You will hear a talk about timeouts.
Giving children time outs won't harm them. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. There is good news for parents who are in two minds about the merits of using time outs as a form of punishment. Research from the University of Michigan in the USA says there is evidence to show time outs can be an effective discipline strategy for children aged between 2 and 8 years. Researchers say parents do not need to fret about their parenting skills if they give timeouts to misbehaving children, as they do not harm children's mental well-being or their relationship with their parents. In an 8-year study, researchers compared the emotional health and behaviour in children whose parents used timeouts with those who didn't. They found there was no difference in the children. Timeouts are a form of discipline used by parents to modify their children's behaviour. It usually involves sending children to a quiet space or quiet corner. The aim is for children to reflect on their behaviour. Scientists have disagreed about the effectiveness of this strategy. Dr. Rachel Knight said, "Some reports in the media and by select organisations have suggested that timeout is ineffective and even harmful." She added, "There are some alarming claims that timeouts can damage the parent-child relationship and negatively affect emotional health, but the research simply doesn't support those claims." Dr. Knight concluded, "We did not find a relationship between timeouts and negative side effects in children."
Questions 26 to 30.
You will hear a talk about wasabi.
Wasabi gives woman broken heart syndrome. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. A woman ended up in hospital after eating a large amount of the spicy condiment wasabi by mistake. The 60-year-old woman was attending a wedding reception in Israel. She mistakenly ate around a teaspoon of the spicy green paste, believing it to be an avocado-based dip. Her taste buds got the shock of their lives when the spices in the wasabi started working on her tongue and nose. The woman said that within minutes she felt pressure in her chest and tingling all over her arms. She went to hospital the following day, where she was diagnosed with broken heart syndrome. This is a term for symptoms that are similar to a heart attack following physical or emotional distress. Doctors said the woman was struck with a condition known as Takotsubo cardiomyopathy, which typically affects older women. It is also called broken heart syndrome. The heart's main pumping chamber weakens and suffers a temporary disruption so that it cannot pump blood properly. It is usually brought on by life-altering and shocking events such as financial troubles, serious traffic accidents, or bad news. The syndrome is not as serious as a real heart attack. Most patients fully recover within a month. Doctors said, "To the best of our knowledge, this is the first report of Takotsubo cardiomyopathy triggered by wasabi consumption." They reassured sushi lovers that wasabi is not dangerous.
Questions 31 to 35.
You will hear a talk about decision fatigue.
Doctors give better care in the morning. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. The quality of medical care you receive from doctors could depend on the time of day you visit a hospital or clinic. A study from the University of Pennsylvania in the USA discovered a significant difference in the decision-making of physicians at different times of the day. The study concluded that a patient's chances of getting screened for cancer were a lot higher in the morning than they were in the late afternoon. Researchers investigated the numbers of women assigned to breast cancer screening throughout the day. They found that in the hour following 8 a.m., doctors ordered screenings for 64% of women who were eligible for tests. This figure dropped to 48% at 5 p.m. The researchers said the progressive reduction in assigned screenings as the day progressed could be due to decision fatigue. This is a kind of mental burnout that interrupts a person's ability to effectively make decisions the longer they work. Dr. Mitesh Patel said, "Our new study adds to the growing evidence that the time of day and decision fatigue impacts patient care." Researcher Esther Tseng agreed, saying, "We believe that the downward trend of ordering screenings may be the result of decision fatigue, where people may be less inclined to consider a new decision after they've been making them all day. It may also stem from overloaded clinicians getting behind as the day progresses." This is Maya reporting from Saint-Cyr-l'Élec in France.
That is the end of part three. Now, you will have 7 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. That is the end of the listening test.